You're listening to SBS News.
It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Balga Senior High School in the Perth suburbs, and while the rest of the school is empty, there's a ruckus coming from the oval.
Nice, good hands, good. Yep.
It's a training session to introduce multicultural students to the AFL, and the girls are showing what they can do to earn a place in the Western Australian All Nations side. It might only be their second training session, but the coaches are already seeing some of the girls shine, with some as young as age 13 impressing their mentors. Head coach Amanda Robertson says it's a unique opportunity for them.
These sorts of programs allow particularly the girls to have that opportunity to open it up to a sport that perhaps maybe they wouldn't have a go at, but they want to.
Miss Robertson says the program is a great way to bring a new generation of girls into the game.
There's now a pathway for women to play football, obviously, right up until AFLW. So I think for them it's a stepping stone for them. Some of them, that's where they want to play. Others just want to be able to develop their skills, learn the craft, you know, make some friends, and also just to be exposed to football at a different level other than school.
The West Australian Football Commission runs the All Nations program. The Commission has been focusing on introducing Australian rules football to migrants and multicultural communities since 2013. While the girls' program only started in 2015, it's already produced several players now competing in the AFLW, with many more playing in the state league. But while the program is looking to find the players of the future, the Commission's Troy Kirkham says he has another goal in mind as well.
For us, it's about participation and it's about getting physically active and being outdoors and enjoying the benefits that community sport provides. And that's everything from a health and mental well-being perspective, but also from a physical activity perspective. What we'd love to see is that this program grows and we get a significant intake of multicultural girls coming through our programs.
One of those girls is Brenda Amita, who migrated from Uganda with her parents when she was 3 years old. Last year, she joined the All Nations team as a referee, travelling around the country with the team and learning the game. This year, she's hoping to make the squad.
I feel like it's a good program because like all the girls get to come together just to showcase their talents, and like they also feel like they're wanted and they just have opportunities that will hopefully lead them somewhere better in the future.
Supporting the girls is a team of professionals, some whom have been involved in development for decades. They hope to pass on the knowledge of their experiences, whether that is on-the-field tactics or how to manage recovery and fitness. Head trainer Kenyatta Cowley has worked with the East Perth West Australian Football League side for over 15 years and says while many of the girls are health conscious, they do not realise the facilities at their disposal.
Because it's still new for a lot of them, a lot of them are quite reticent, so they don't know what's available to them, they don't know what they can ask for, even just down to strapping ankles, they don't realise they can get that sort of stuff done. Whereas the boys, you know, they come through the system, so that's the first thing they do when they walk into a change room is find a trainer and, you know, hit them up for strapping. Just little things like that where girls are starting to realise they can ask for those sort of things.
In the coming weeks, several more groups around the state will attend trials before a team is selected. And while these players might not make it to the final squad, Brenda Amita says they are taking away an experience never to be forgotten.
Just to have that experience of being here, just making like lifelong friends and just like being able to say, yeah, I did that.
Carl Brown, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.